Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country, bringing you the stars of country.
G'day, it's Ben Sorensen here. Welcome to another edition of My Real Country. Now, before we get into it, you know what I'm going to do now. It is the hotline. Give me a call and let me know what you're listening to and what's happening in your world. The Real Country hotline, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. It is always open. Pick up the phone and give me a call. This week on the show, there is the best of country music that this planet has to offer, I guarantee you. On the show, we've got something new from Jasmine Ray and Kelly Pickler. Together, we've got tunes from Casey Barnes, Harry Hookey, Carrie Underwood, the genius Mustard Courage, Amber Lawrence, and even chats with Rascal Flatts, plus our feature interview with Tift Merritt. Can we fit it all into an hour? Well, there's only one way to find out. But now, a ripper chick from Tamworth that's out there doing a top job putting out some great music and even turned up at the footy singing this next track. It is indeed Ashley Dallas with Sail Away. I just love this song, particularly at the footy.
I saw him raising heat down in the orphan street. It was a sight to see in a city of quiet. Now all the bookhouse boys gave him a simple choice. They stole his golden voice and called him for tonight. Oh, and he won't be home, for he rides alone. And he holds his own in a room full of handsome liars. He's a victim of desire, like a man on fire. Like some kind of messiah, but it's so safe to tell, for I don't know him well. He's just a ne'er-do-well, that guy inspired.
That was Harry Hookey, Man on Fire, and if the music didn't make you take notice, the single cover art will. Let's just say it's a little risque and edgy, just like Harry. On to a top duet now with two great artists from two great continents. Jasmine Ray and Kelly Pickler from Australia and, of course, the US have teamed up on this track after a suggestion from their producer, Luke Wooten, where they trade verses about a woman's love for the wrong kind of man. And I think it came out an absolute treat. This is Jasmine Ray and Kelly Pickler, Bad Boys Get Me Good.
Looking at me, you think I'd be the girl with the guy who's nice and sweet. And don't you know I'd be her if I could. But I'm a sucker for a tall, dark, flick a cigarette man, rambling, gambling, getting what he can, man. I don't know why, but the bad boys get me good. And they get me good, good, crazy good, like a wild party in a nice neighborhood. I wanna get high off the ground.
school was on my best behavior. Spend weekends with my head in the books. I was a straight A, no play at the top of my class. I changed my ways when I saw his
personality.
Kelly Pickler, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen on Real Country.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we'll be at the Tamworth Country Music Festival again this year, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and make sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play. Two top country tracks requested by you.
Request a song with our website, www.realcountrymix.com.
Welcome back. It is Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, head to the website, www.realcountrymix.com. Now, I've had the privilege of interviewing many great musical names during my short time on this planet so far, and every now and then something magic happens. When you get a relaxed, meandering, organic, genuine conversation that captures the essence of a deep and intuitive artist who classifies herself as a storyteller over a songwriter and produces music that commands attention that as a listener you so willingly want to give. This is my chat with Tift Merritt. I am somewhere I've never been in Melbourne before, in quite a nice hotel room with an American woman who is leading me astray. Tift Merritt, how are you?
Just fine. Enjoying myself.
As you should, because this is like a working holiday for you, kind of.
Kind of. I mean, being on tour is always being on tour, but going someplace you've never been before is always... There's a sense of, you know, pioneering and exploring, which is really nice.
One of the most amazing and endearing things about you and your music is the honesty and the truth of how you live your life and how you write.
You know, I come to all of this as a writer first. So that is always my, you know, I thought I would be a writer, not a musician, and... So writing with a point of view and an integrity is really what is valuable and meaningful to me. And I think when you mix that with the music business, you know, I think there's sometimes this idea that you can make your art and be commercial at the same time. And I think really those two things are completely different agendas. And if, for me, if they meet, if that, should they meet on the road in a serendipitous way, that's lovely. But I think I've been in the music business long enough to know that you can't pursue both at the same time. And I really, my priority has always been being an artist and having a body of work that had integrity over time and felt like something that was mine.
Well, you were talking about being a writer. Mm-hmm. You went to university to actually study creative writing.
Words are my first love, and I think music, I've been doing it long enough now that I certainly have found my home there, but words have always been where I was most comfortable, and I had confidence first, and I think about music in a lot of ways like an element of story, you know, like you would plot or setting or character. That it does so much of the job of telling the story, and you have to harness it, but it's really all about story in the end.
I think what your music brings and your gift as a creative writer brings the detail to match that emotion. So not only do I feel when I listen to your music, but I'm also taken on a journey.
Well, I think that I think about songs the way that I would a short story, in that you want it to start in one place and end in a different place and have traveled a distance. And you also want it to be like this sort of little contained world that you as the listener can just jump into, and it sort of wraps around you like a blanket, that you don't have to do any work to put it together. And I think that I really believe in the album as well, because I think it's like a collection of short stories.
Well, we've summed up your personality and your, and your values. Apparently you have an album as well and you sing.
I have a big mouth too.
Now, do you always travel alone?
No, well, I...
See what I did there?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yes.
But I think traveling alone is really about confronting that deeper sense of aloneness that, you know, you can maybe describe as inner life. But it was really nice to sort of cloak talking about inner terrain in the language of cowboy towns and worn-out leather and hard, you know.
Yeah, the art of metaphor.
Yeah. You did. That was nice too.
But I think that so many people, the inner journey is the most unfamiliar. Because,
mm-hmm.
as you said, we cloak our lives in material possessions, in relationships, mm-hmm. in pegging our own self-worth and value
mm-hmm.
on that of others,
right.
or the perceived value of others.
Right.
Whereas the only journey that matters is the one within.
Well, I do think that's true. But I think that that's, you know, the fear that you are alone in that place and that you're the only one who knows it exists. It might be crazy. You know, I think we do cloak our lives, or we try to have a relationship with the outer world because we need to. No one wants to be alone. And I think it's a really tough thing, but of utmost importance to reconcile the two.
Mm-hmm.
But you do have to, you know, take a good long look around the inside one, and then take the chance of, you know, opening it to other people who might say, I have no idea what you're talking about.
Well, you're taking people on a journey with your fabulous album, Traveling Alone. It is absolutely brilliant. We'll be posting the download links absolutely everywhere we have access to. It is absolutely fabulous, and I am a dead set hardcore fan of this lady, Tiff Merritt.
Thank you so much. You're so sweet.
This morning, if it all was gone, funny thing, wouldn't faze me none. Might feel like I just got home. You know I always had a taste for traveling alone. I'll only get this one time around.
speak up straight, better speak up proud. Good Lord, if he's not at home, well, I always had a taste for traveling alone. Oh, if I had a son, I would make him laugh, I would teach him something. Say, son, you got a hold of your own, and it's good to have a taste for traveling alone.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Nothing fancy, nothing fake, nothing wasted and no deal to make. What you need is what you want to take, and what you take, you use. I'm just looking for that. Don't even have to hold on, 'cause it's got a hold. head back in a full mouth lane. It's like knowing you can sleep at night, but you don't want to. I'm just looking for that sweet spot where I can love the way that I want. I'll be waiting for you out front if you want me to. Are you coming to?
Ben Sorensen's Real Country Double Play.
Visit us on the web at www.realcountrymix.com.
That was two tracks from Tift Merritt's album Traveling Alone, the title track and Sweet Spot. I'll be posting the links to the album on our Real Country Facebook page this week. Facebook.com/Real Country. You'd better show it some like. Moving on to this week's Unheard and Unsigned segment that is all about the music. Here is another great musical gem from unsigned Australian artist Casey Barnes. This is Flesh and Bone on Real Country. I know what you're thinking. You're sitting back, relaxing, listening to some of the best country in the world, all compiled in a preciseless serve for one. And I know exactly what you're thinking. You're thinking, how can I enjoy this show again and again and again? Or how can I share it with my friends? How can I do this? Well, there is one way. It is called a podcast, and we do it very well here at Real Country. All you need to do is head to iTunes or any podcasting app of your choice. Do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country, then click download and subscribe, and not only will you never miss another Real Country episode again, you'll be able to re-listen to this show, experience all of our past shows, also our feature-length interviews, and so much bonus content, all at the click of a button. It is our podcast download. It is free. and definitely worth getting. I could be a little bit biased, but if that's all too much, you can head to the website. All the details are there. Or simply go to iTunes or your podcasting app of choice and do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Still to come, Amber Lawrence, Rascal Flatts, Mustard Courage, Carrie Underwood, and Social Country. All right after this.
Hey, we're living in the colours of a rainbow.
Hi, I'm Sophie.
And I'm Les. And we're the Sunny Cowgirls. You're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Woo! It's moving as the wind blows, and at the end you'll find a pot of green and gold.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.
Hey, this is Jane Denham, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen with Real Country.
And sometimes in the night, you might hear from afar the youths of Kevin Leroy still racing around the stars. They're all Kevin, General Leroy, going down.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is my Real Country. For all things country, check out the website, realcountrymix.com. Now, for the world-famous Social Country. If you want your request on the show, it is so easy. You can pick up the phone right now and give me a call on our request line, 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Alternatively, you can try social media. We are on Twitter at Real Country Mix, or you can even check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country. You can send us a message or leave us a post there. We're even on Google Plus too, and just about every other social networking site known to man. Anyway, all the way from the UK, this week, Ian sent me a message on Facebook wanting to hear more Carrie Underwood, and I thought that was a top idea. You could say I'm just blown away by her talent. Thanks, Ian. Great choice.
Daddy was a man.
wash the sins out of that house. There's not enough wind in Oklahoma to rip the nails out of the past.
Now, again, if you'd like to be as cool as Ian and get your request on the show, all you need to do is head to facebook.com/realcountry. You can send us an email there or a message there, or you can respond to one of our posts. On top of that, you can hunt us down on Twitter, and we'd like that, at Real Country Mix, or pick up the phone. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. Now, Stacey responded to one of our posts on Facebook after she mustered courage to do so. I'm very witty today. This is Mustard Courage, Power Lines. Top choice, Stacey.
On point. Keep on walking.
Now time for some congratulations, and that is to last week's competition winners, Johnny from Underwood in Queensland, Kelly from Hay in New South Wales, Dane from Esperance in Western Australia, and Peter from Mordialloc in Victoria. You've all won a couple of CDs from my private collection, my little CD stash. And come to think of it, I had such a great response from my CD stash giveaway last week that I will do it again. All you need to do is shoot me an email. Contact at realcountrymix.com with your name and postal address, and you're in the draw. Simple. That's contact at realcountrymix.com, and you could win some of my personal CD stash. After the break, we rewind with Rascal Flatts and hit tunes from Amber Lawrence, all still to come on My Real Country.
This is Peter McWhirter, and you're listening to Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Hi, we're Georgia Fall.
And we're on the road to launch our new album, thanks to the support of NRMA BusinessWise.
Their legendary roadside assistance keeps business trucks and vans on the road and makes sure we don't let our fans down.
See how they can keep your business moving at nrmabusinesswise.com.au.
NRMA BusinessWise, keeping Australian country music on the road.
Because the show must go on.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Welcome back. It's Ben Sorensen here, and this is My Real Country. For all things country, check out the website realcountrymix.com. Now, we all know the huge catalogue of great tunes from supergroup Rascal Flatts, and their latest single, Rewind, was a way to, as the band says, bridge the gap between familiar Rascal Flatts and the new era of Rascal Flatts. Given it's a new era of music for them, I was curious to see if they all still get along and hang out and stuff.
We hang out a bunch. You know, it's tougher when we are at home. We tend to scatter and go our separate ways with our families. But we really genuinely are in a great position to where we all love each other and like being around one another.
Wish I could reach up and reset that sun. Reverse these wheels, go back and re-pick you up. Went by so fast, oh so sweet. Make me wanna remake a memory. Wish I had me a time machine. Talk George straight into giving us an encore. Re-spin you around, replay that sound of you laughing when we hit the ground. I can see it now. How about we put the moon back up in the sky? Put a cold back into that sweet red line. Put your midnight hair back up so you can let it fall one more time. Your skin, I'll kiss your lips, then kiss them again. So good, so right. This is one night I'm wishing I could rewind.
That was indeed the familiar vocal stylings of the new era of Rascal Flatts with Rewind. Good to hear the guys still get along really, really well. Now onto the 007 of the Australian country world. This track had an action-packed video clip, which I'll be posting on our Facebook page this week. This is from her album 3. This is indeed Amber Lawrence with Pretty Little Liar.
Honey, tell me anyway. Come on and whisper in my ear. Tell me the things I want to hear. Say you love the way I smile. The other girls have got no style. Keep on talking, help me. You've ever seen. Say that I am is super sweet. I'm not about to change your tune. Sometimes a girl don't want the truth. Hell, I don't look 22, but I
That's me done for another week, and magically we fit it all into an hour, which is just brilliant. Some of the best country on the planet, all jam-packed into one precise little serve. Anyway, if you would like to listen to that precise little serve again, you can download our podcast. It is absolutely free. You can get it on iTunes or your podcasting app of choice. Just do a search for Ben Sorensen's Real Country. Click download and subscribe, and you'll never miss any of our shows ever again. And you also have access to all of our past shows, bonus content, and a whole heap more. During the week, we'd love you to continue the country conversation on social media. You can find us on Twitter at Real Country Mix and leave us a tweet there. Or you can head to Facebook, facebook.com/Real Country, or even just pick up the old phone. I love getting phone calls. 1-300-929-516. That is 1-300-929-516. That's our hotline anytime. On top of that, don't forget our competition. You could win some of my CD stash really easy. When you're behind the computer or even on your phone, you can do it these days, as kids are doing. All you need to do is send me an email, contact@realcountrymix.com, with your name and postal address, and you are in the draw. That's contact@realcountrymix.com, and you are in the draw. It is that easy. Anyway, have a fantastic week, and I will see you next week right here at the same time on the same station for a whole heap more Real Country. We'll see you then.
Ben Sorensen's Real Country.
Ladies and gentlemen, Ben Sorensen here to talk about your skin. It's the largest organ in the body and often the least cared for. With skin being such an important part of your body, why trust it with anyone else but an experienced, university-educated dermal clinician? Like the team at Dermal Aesthetics Specialist Skin and Laser Clinic. With highly educated clinicians, the latest treatments and products, they do things differently at Dermal Aesthetics, and it shows. Visit dalaserclinic.com.au. That's dalaserclinic.com.au.